Canada, George Freund, and we're delving into the work of the scribes and looking at the source language of our scripture, not things that were overwritten later. And the language is just so beautiful. The understanding so deep, so broad, so vast, that I have no doubt that we are facing this time of the resurrection. The word in the Hebrew, as badly as I pronounce it, was called tekiah. And another version, tekias. I think we understand tek very, very clearly. The I for E was a programming code for computers. And eos, the only reference I could find to that was in Arabic to say it was a new creation. So it would be like the technological development of a new creation through computer programming. As I go over my Kersetan notes too, you know, that the big thing about that is it's taking what are called flavonoids that you find in vegetables, fruits, grains, tea, wine, the things on the outside that give it color. Because they always say, you know, sometimes it's better to eat like the skin of the apple than the apple. And that's probably why, even though I didn't know what that was. But these things are powerful antioxidants that I see here on something I've been looking at. And they bind and neutralize free radicals, which are a good thing, and they help with chronic conditions like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. And I kind of looked at if it came from God's garden, it must help with that a lot. It just maintains good general health. And I feel that using this product and having my eye vitamins and such like that, that I'm getting things put in my gas tank that are far better for me. I feel younger and stronger than I was before, and you know, I can't help just raving about this stuff. And it just seems to be just like a little fountain of youth in a bottle with many things. In some studies, it helps reduce blood pressure, combats aging, blood sugar control, helps with exercise performance. And so if you're not getting good things in your diet because they take out so many things from our food, this is a nice way to put it back and be a rebel against all the things, big pharma and the food industry, and basically the forces of darkness want to do to us. Because basically it's their divine mission of some sort or another to basically destroy the flesh, to destroy God's creation in any way they can. And when you go to Power Hour Mall, you can find ways to reverse the process and do things for the good guys, yourself and this radio station. When we look at Romans 8 in the original language, in verse 1, it says, there's no guilt in Messiah Yeshua. The Torah of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit, gives life, Chaim, in Messiah Yeshua, to set you free of Chok, Chet, and Mevat, the influence of sin and death. Because the Basar, the fallen human nature under Chet, Kadmon, the original primordial creation, Adam, without renewal and regeneration by the Ruach HaKodesh, set his own Ben Ha Elohim, Messiah, in likeness of the sinful humanity as a sin offering, a sin atoning sacrifice, and effected a sentence of death on Hachet Ba Basar, sin in the flesh, in the old fallen humanity. So you see very clearly, we are under sentence of death. And by looking at the reality around us with what's going on, this sentence is being carried out though very few people can even begin to comprehend it. And many are lining up at the execution chamber to take the means of the execution, because we're being programmed for regeneration by the Ruach HaKodesh. The full statute requirement of the Torah will be fulfilled according to the Spirit and not in accordance with the flesh. And in many ways, people have understood in this era that the Torah in its original language was a computer code. They call it the Bible code, which is very important. But this will be the way and the path according to the Spirit. So which Spirit are they talking about? Are they talking about the AI, not in the flesh? Are we having the secret Spirit or the Holy Ghost, depending on what the scribe wrote? Those in the flesh stay in the flesh. Those in the Spirit take the side of the Spirit. For Chayim and Shalom, life and universal oneness. Well, as soon as I hear that, I'm immediately drawn to the fact that I'm being seized, raptured, taken into something, a universal oneness with a machine and not God. The flesh does not submit to the Torah of programming of God. And that's quite obvious, and that's why they have to change our flesh. And that's why you see this picture that I've posted on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, where you can see a microscopic version of what happens to your blood and how it is changed by these nanobots. So if God created us in his flesh, and in Genesis he says that, and he also said it was good. And not just good, he said it was very good. And that we were given permission to procreate, to be fruitful, to multiply. So we cannot be in sin if he created us to be in the flesh and to seed the earth. There's a contradiction. We can't have contradictions in logic. It has to be one or the other. So you see, in the other tree, that is untoward. And what we do is what God allowed us to do under his law. We must be in the spirit of Hashem that dwells in us. If we do not have this spirit, we do not belong to Messiah. And that's the million-dollar word in this, Hashem. Without Messiah, your body is dead. The spirit in you is righteousness. But if Ruach HaKodesh of him who gave you Yeshua Tekiah, the resurrected Yeshua, the mechanical Yeshua, the artificial intelligence Yeshua, from the Mesem dwells in you, and the Mesem is men. I wrote about the Tekiah and the resurrection body. The Tekiah HaMesem is the replacement. God clearly states he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. So if our flesh dies, we must die with God as well, because we've turned over to this replacement. The brothers in Messiah are under no obligation to the flesh or to live in accordance with it. So we see that there is a fork in the road that isn't being explained. There's no warning sign. Is it Satan that changed the very concept of God and flesh in those Roman times to capture the flesh and the soul and place it in the inner place? The Malshut Hashem, the kingdom within. And when I read that, from as soon as I saw the words, I knew right away, that sounds like the computer and the computer cloud, because the cloud is the major place where we go and where we come from in this. The old fallen humanity and slave master of Chet Kadmon, the original sin. Adam Kadmon is the concept of the primordial man, Adam. So we see again that we are labeled as an enemy of this thing to come. Many are led by the Spirit. They are the B'nai HaElohim, translated as angels. That's just the first level of interpretation. But when we go higher, the Mishpat HaBanim. Mishpat means verdict. HaBanim means the lands belonging to the children. So the lands of the children are under verdict or judgment. That is very, very important to us because we stand on these lands. This is our Eden. And it is being judged completely and totally. All will bow to this process of the injection. It's voluntary now. They'll use coercion next. They're already using coercion lightly. That's their game plan. And then ultimately just abject, complete, and total force, perhaps on pain of death as it goes further. We even have to wonder if minds are taken over by these bots. Is this the zombie apocalypse the CDC talked about, where they will just be one giant hive mind going after the rest of us who decide to remain in God's flesh? We are B'nai HaElohim, commonly referred to as the sons of God, but when we look in other verses of the Bible, like Job 1:6, 2:1, it's a more complex meaning, the sons of the angels. And Satan was an angel. And that's something we have to be very, very careful about with these angels. And if that turns out to be the meaning, then that's the sons of Satan. Provided that we suffer with him in order that we might be set in kavod, glory, glorification. Kavod is used as a term for honor, respect, and dignity, most often in an address for a funeral, the honor of the dead for a funeral. And this is the death of flesh. The kavod is the means to get there. When we're converted to the biodigital, our bodies will be murdered, our spirits will rise to the cloud, and this glory will be revealed to us. The revelation of it, his galas. And it's not willingly, but on account of who subjected it in tikva, hope. Remember that word. Someone used that once. The whole creation will groan and suffer the pangs of childbirth because we are being birthed into this new existence. The first fruit of the secret spirit grown within ourselves eagerly await the verdict on the lands. Mishpat HaBanim, to pay ransom, a redemption for our body, for the tekiah of the hamasim, the dead. The tekiah is the convergence to the technological man, the resurrection of the dead ones to form this new life. The secret spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, helps us in our weakness as these groans are heard, as we search our hearts. He intercedes as God would have it on behalf of Kadoshim, the holy ones, or secret ones. He is not God then, because he intercedes as God. The Hakuram, the summoned, called ones, according to the wisdom of Hashem, God's purposeful and willed plan. We will see the end of eating, a very important statement, because robots don't eat. As we're converted into something bioelectric, the electric will be more what feeds us, not the food anymore that was created with us. Hashem's Ben Elohim, that he, Messiah, should be Habashor, the firstborn among the many. Hachem Bamasayach, brothers in Messiah. Hashem decided upon the beginning, Hashem also summoned. Justified with God, those with Hashem acquitted and pronounced to be set in eternal kavod, glory. And we have no idea about Hashem and where he's taking us or where it is taking us. We're just like in an old movie with gangsters. They put a bag over your head, throw you in the trunk, and haul you to the river with your cement galoshes. He who indeed did not spare his own Ben Ha-Elohim, but gave him up for us all. Who will bring charges against Besharei Ha-Elohim, chosen ones of Hashem, justified with God? Well, I will. I will bring charges because this is an inappropriate use of justice or force. It's a mass deception operation. Messiah Yeshua, who died, rather was raised to resurrection, who was at Lemin Hashem, the right hand of God. But Hashem isn't God. So at what right hand is this version at? Hashem said unto Adonai, sit thou at my right hand, but I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet. Adonai is master or lord, so Hashem has one, so he cannot be God. Who will separate us from Ahavas Messiah, love of Messiah? Soros, affliction, trouble, distress, persecutions, hunger, nakedness, danger, or Sherev, the sword. The root of Soros is Sar, which means trapped or confined. Can we go deeper to say that we're enslaved in a machine? The faithful will face these persecutions and be put to the sword for not complying. For it is written, for your sake, we are all being killed all the day. We are reckoned as sheep for slaughter. And that's something I've heard anyone who looks into this COVID crisis say, is that people are just blindly walking into this like sheeple, sheep for the slaughter. Washington said it, and it's here in our Bibles to say, too, that we are being made sheep for this slaughter. For I am convinced that neither Histakis, something tangibly present, nor Chaim, life, nor Malashim, angels, messengers, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor Koshat powers, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from Havas, love. Hashem is in Rebbe, the spiritual leader, Melech HaMessiah, the King Anointed One, Yeshua Adonu. So we cannot be separated from the destiny of the one who went before to the new heaven and the new earth, because the old one will fall away in a twinkling of an eye. Do not speak sheker of one another, having disrobed from the Adam HaKadmoni, the old unregenerated humanity, with works, and instead enrobe with the Adam HaChadash, the one being renewed in Dayas, knowledge in accordance with the one having created him. And then when I finished, as I was looking into things, I found that you can buy an AI Christ at the Google App Store, and then I wonder, has he returned as an AI, coming from the cloud, a computer cloud, with his armies of bots? Or is this just something they've made up to simulate this, to bring in their image version of it? Those are major questions in our life as it exists here and now in this diabolical plan to usurp the whole planet and take us into something. When we understand that it's the end of the heaven and the earth, other things I read in this is once they remove us into this new dimensional plane, which I pretty much feel is already built. John B. Wells of Caravan to Midnight brought something up in the interview that he said China has perfected this quantum computer alternate reality life space, that they've won the arms race in that regard. And that doesn't surprise me in the slightest, because we speculated this was going there some years ago. Maybe you remember the disappearance of flight MH370. And on board were 8 scientists who were working on time displacement. They were going to Beijing. Whoever stole them and acquired the information in the Freescale patents pretty much got access to the most powerful weapon ever devised. And that no other nation with anything could even come to grips to compete with that. In World War II, when Hitler escaped to Argentina, he gave the Americans the bomb. He sent remnants on a U-boat, U-234, was picked up by the American Navy, taken to New England, and that allowed you to have the German scientists, their plutonium, to finish off the project. But that was a toy compared to what he took to Argentina, the Nazi Bell, the time displacement weapon. Because it doesn't matter what weapons you have, if I can control time or make it fluctuate or actually capture you in some sort of digital reality space, all weapons are completely and totally useless. And that became the most powerful weapon. As they tested that Nazi Bell in Argentina, at Berlioz, there were just amazing phenomena all around where this happened. And like all good things, they were kept secret from the popular press, the popular understanding of the people, because that's part of the war for control. The war for the mind is to have the technology and the ability to suck you up into it. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation. We've been taking some journey through the past with the scribes.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we've been dealing with some rather deep understandings of God's Word as it was originally laid out without anyone trying to determine it from the vantage point of another time, another era, another political philosophy, another power base, going back to something more rooted. And when I look at a lot of those words, they are so deep, so powerful, and just so determinant to exactly what we face today. And hopefully that is part in process of lifting a veil for people to start to look at that. You can find it on Bible Gateway, the Orthodox version. And, you know, to start to delve into some of these words and see how you can get up the scale to the hints, the deeper meanings, and then the deep mysteries contained therein. And see and understand what is happening and find our way out. Because we have the way out. I think we already know the answer to that. God is the way out. If we remain faithful to Him, then there's not too much that they can do to us. They lose their power. And we give it back to you by pointing you in the right direction. Natural News had a great post recently as well about medicinal herbs effectively treating thousands of COVID patients in China. So, see, there is the beauty of traditional Chinese medicine, is it works, and you don't have to have an emergency authorization use for something else that will do things to you, because our Creator understood very clearly how our bodies work and grew in His garden things that will help it work to peak performance, and when it's not, to get it back to peak performance. And I was just enthralled to see there were so many options available in this post. And the top one was licorice root, which I've been touting for a long time since I saw the Lancet article on such. Chicory root, I've never tried that one, but that was the second top one. And hibiscus flowers was the third. And ironically, by some stretch of the imagination, I bought some licorice flower oil because it was supposed to be good for your scalp and your hair. Stops dandruff and, you know, helps stimulate the scalp to regrow hair and things like that. like that. So you're, oh, well, it smells nice. So instead of putting some kind of chemical in your hair to glue it down, I tried that for a while. So inadvertently, I was led to something that is very effective. And what would you want to believe that there's another one in this list, in the first paragraph? Even though some of the words are, you know, rather long and you need a degree in chemistry to pronounce them, even though they are natural chemicals, one included quercetin. Imagine that. Surprise, surprise. Other powerful antivirals were something I've spoken of before. Olive leaf is an amazing tonic for your body. White whorehound. Never tried that. Black cumin seed. That I use. Garden cress. Judean wormwood. Guava. Chrysanthemum. Merriam's flower. These plants are all compounds that target three antiviral targets. Plants that had action against two of the viral enzymes included hairy willow herb, chickpea, cantorian. Plants that had action against two of the viral proteins, roselle, which is the hibiscus, German chamomile, celery, alfalfa. And you just see that our Lord gave us an arsenal of things to protect our bodies with. And to see all this information denigrated by the CDC, many medical organizations, various shill doctors that exist, just spouting these lies, even taking the poison themselves and dying, is you know, unbelievable. Even Comrade Obama said the CDC is eroding its credibility because you can only pump up a lie. It's like blowing up a balloon. You got to keep putting the air in it to keep it inflated. And the truth just floats up naturally on its own. It's quite the competition. And then one that I found that was just really funny, since we have this giant battle with the AR in your country and mine. The Brazilian president is arming his people. Now, you think that might even get in the newspaper for just, you know, to slap the guy down and say, you know, what a maroon. But no. He made the following statements. Mayors who have absolutely no right to do this handcuff innocent people. House mothers who go shopping are arrested. At the same time, rapists are released from prison, allegedly to prevent the spread of corona. Why am I arming people? Because I don't want dictatorship, and we can't hold it anymore. What these guys want is our freedom. That's the truth. I want everyone armed because an armed people will never be enslaved. Everyone, please worry about the one thing that's more important than your life, your freedom. For a man in shackles isn't worth a dime. And now we see very clearly, I guess, why Brazil has been in the sights of the New World Order to bring them to disease in plenty. But that's a leader that I can appreciate and understand because he realizes the power belongs to the people. The power is being stolen. And with that, we are being led like sheep to the slaughter. And as a last result, he's giving his people the rule of law of the jungle. Might makes right, that they can't do it. And you have to admire the man for that. You really do. Because on this side here, we get like Chelsea Clinton calling for a coordinated global war against vaccine skeptics. Because what are the skeptics? People who seek truth. And you can't have truth in a world full of lies. In the press a few years before, before this really got rolling, genetically engineered magnetoprotein remotely controls the brain and behavior. And then people are finding out that they put magnets on the injection site, they stick because they suck the iron out of your cells and it accumulates at the injection site. So you are being transformed, and make no mistake about that. And you are being re-engineered, rewired, hardwired with this magnetoprotein. And you can see very clearly from the word, well, why would the magnet stick? We have a magnetoprotein. And it will control the brain. This new technique developed in Eli Guler's lab at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville described an advance on online publication journal Nature Neuroscience. Conspiracy rag, I'm sure, is not only non-invasive, but can also activate neurons rapidly and reversibly. So the reversibly is good news. These nerve cell proteins, which are activated by heat and mechanical pressure by genetically engineering so that they become sensitive to radio waves and magnetic fields, attaching them to an iron-storing protein called ferritin, or to inorganic paramagnetic particles. These methods represent an important advance. They have, for example, already been used to regulate blood glucose levels in mice. And that's one of the big things they say all the time in these documents, is that they can take care of diabetes by regulating your insulin. So that was a good cover for getting this research done. And then it just boggles my mind that, you know, this article is a few years old. They were doing it in that notorious town, Charlottesville, that they can put something in your brain to control your behavior, especially when you're going through the gears in your car driving through town, or to be a mutant on the side of the road for another good stage drama. These are very, very, very serious times. And we do not have the understanding of the weapons and the technology that are being used against us. I'm sure there's a good many souls who wouldn't even know what end of a rifle to put in their shoulder. They are so detached, even from old technology, never mind to even come to grips with the new technology that knows what end of the neuron to put against your flesh. And these nanobots are activated by heat. Has anyone tried that experiment to put the warm water on these blue masks? I did one that was provided from the city of Toronto. They're made in China specialty mask, and I did the end of it with, we were doing dishes, and he said, oh, well, I got some warm water. Let's see what happens. Five of them came out. Took a little while, a little longer than another mask I tried, which came out in like 2 minutes. This one took like five or six, and it was four on one side and one big long one on the other side, activated by the warm. And what are they? They're nanobots. They can't deny it. Well, they will, but it's the truth. And the Natural News was reporting, too, they have a new way to dispose of the bodies, liquefaction, turn you into biosludge and spread you on the fields. And that's been legalized in 20 states. There's very little mistake about where they're going and what they're doing. Very little mistake. And this war on the flesh means it's like the ultimate degradation of even what's left of the flesh, to put it in the fields where you grow crops so that you may actually even consume it. And if that isn't something of the devil's world, can we even know what the devil's world is? But I say with confidence, that's what it is. That's where it's going. The Biden administration finally forced to admit COVID-19 leaked from Wuhan lab a certain possibility. And how great a beating have we taken over that by having the truth, saying the truth, revealing the truth to people, and being shot down at almost every front by people. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. No, that is the truth. In this article, John Kennedy is mentioned here to look at other possibilities after he declared the coronaviruses are of animal origin. And of course they're of animal origin, because that is the big thing. I had a guest on in 2018, and I wish I could have got her back, and that's Diljana Gaitanseva, the Bulgarian reporter who was looking into the arms trafficking of the giant plane loads of arms being taken to Syria by the CIA through Bulgaria, her homeland, from the Stan countries, former Russian republics. And she was looking into the Luger Center in Tbilisi, Georgia, where they're doing experiments on this. It's called Project 2101, and the Pentagon has got something like 25 labs, secret labs, all around the world doing stuff like this. And she reported on this one that they are testing the SARS coronavirus in bats. They had an accident. People were killed. They covered it up. They're up to their necks in graft and corruption with the drug companies. And they were taking this sample material under diplomatic passport to Wuhan, China, to be released there and then upon us in some giant cover operation. And no one seems to want to talk about that for some reason. And I guess the main reason is it's most likely the truth. I'm very impressed with her work. She's just absolutely amazing. Probably the greatest reporter alive today, getting into these complex technical things. Share dollars and doses. G20 summit tackles COVID inequalities. Well, I guess that's their new buzzword. It almost makes it sound like anything happens has to come from climate change, and that we're getting vaccine apartheid. You know, you want to die so much that we've got you begging and groveling for it because we've pulled off the greatest psychological operation in human history. And the people that I see that are affected by this, they are just zombies. They were zombies before they got the shot because they cannot think reflectively. They just parrot what's on these filthy news medias, which I've been trying to wake people up for since they came back to Power Hour with using quotes from the Movie Network and talking about Marshall McLuhan, the great media scientist, on how the words are weaponized and that the airwaves are Satan's. Satan is the prince of the air waves. He deduced that. And I believe him wholly, because what else can lie like this and not be Satan, the master of all lies? Bitcoin falls after China calls for crackdown on Bitcoin mining and trading behavior. We'll get into a lot of the Bitcoin stuff next week with our guest, Stephen Lieb. We finally got our day set up where we can learn about some of the major issues with China, Bitcoin, gold, where this is going. I think any time human beings rush into something in a giant stampede, we're usually going in the wrong direction. And it's one of those old philosophical things. The road to salvation is very, very long, very, very narrow. The road to hell is very broad and very well traveled. So I prefer not to be on that broad road if I can help it. And if I find myself on one, I like to just step aside, let it pass, and look for a small trail somewhere where I can go either alone or in a small group. Because on that trail, I'm probably going where I should go, closer to God. Oregon counties vote to secede to Idaho. And that's fantastic. You don't have to take it. Great old song from the old, we don't have to take it. You don't. Even here in Canada, Comrade Trudeau was going to allow Quebec to open the Constitution or make amendments to the Constitution so they could become a nation. That'd be the best thing could ever happen to us. Because the majority of lib-left Twinkies are in Quebec. And if they were removed from the body politic, instead of having a dead party of separatists who do nothing, stand for nothing, and can achieve nothing, we may actually be able to get down to some serious business and be a country again. Be the greatest thing that ever happened. I know when Quebec separation was starting, I said, don't listen to all their banter about them wanting to leave. Kick them out and get on with it. They can always come back if they change their mind. Because many of these globalists have completely and totally lost their mind. They've lost all touch of reality and forget it's we the people are the government, not the corporations that pull the strings on whatever garbage ends up at whatever state house or parliament. And even if we have some good ones, I'm told on good authority here in Toronto, Canada, with our Ontario legislature, most of the backbencher conservatives are just totally afraid to say anything or challenge the narrative on this issue, even though they're biting their teeth. And I just look at it, kick them all out of the party, start a new party. Guess what? The government falls. And you get enough of you change horses, you may even be the government, and then you can affect good change to do something proper for we the people, for truth, for honor, for dignity. I was at the Toronto protest march last Saturday. It was a good 100,000 people there. No media was there. You can call me media because I speak on Power Hour. So I filmed a little bit of it, handed out some pamphlets for Power Hour to try to lead people to a better well, to get pure water, clean water. You don't have to, I told people, I said, Power Hour is like Radio Free Europe. You don't have to be behind the Iron Curtain. You just got to change a dial, push a button, and technology can hook you up to anything in the world. When I listen to one of the local radio stations that does classical music, you know, someone in Istanbul is requesting a song for somebody in Moscow on a Toronto radio station. We can do it. Very easy. Tennessee bans hormone treatments for prepubescent minors. I think it's very important to leave minors alone as they age and go through life. To pressure them into things, or if I did a lot of things that I wanted to do when I was a child, my life would probably be totally wrecked and ruined because I wasn't able to understand or grasp the concepts involved. And you need time to grow, to develop, to mature until you can make up an informed decision. DHS closes two migrant detention facilities amid abuse mistreatment allegations. That's on InfoWars. That's pretty much almost a given. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it really doesn't matter who gets in there because the real sins of the flesh are embodied at their worst in a flesh that's given authority over others, authority over people that have no means of redress. And usually that's where the abuses come out. And that's been proved at that university study where they had students being held in custody and other students as prison guards. And it deteriorated very, very quickly into something very unflattering. It's just, unfortunately, the way. It's like good Christian people would never be welcome to run the prisons or be law enforcement because we would put something before the state and demand that it be so. And I think we know what that is. God. Apple CEO Tim Cook arrives to testify in defense of App Store. I look at pretty much all these apps as almost a poison to be taken in. They may serve you to a degree, but you have no idea what's really inside them. And, of course, this gets down into the big money thing to have an antitrust case about who's going to be dictator of the apps, because if you control all the apps, you control the world. I don't have any. I don't have one of those phones. I refuse, because I know it's a means to control, to take my brain to the cloud, to make me a slave. And the fact that it could be in a brass band along the way means nothing to me. It's the bait on the trap. I see the trap. I don't want the bait. Yoga can legally be taught in Alabama schools after Southern State overturned a nearly 30-year-old ban, citing its connection to Hinduism. A an aspect of Eastern philosophy and religious training. Chanting is not allowed, and some of the sounds, the Sanskrit-based word namaste, also still banned. Well, the trouble with banning something is you can't ban anything because it goes against the law of supply and demand. And when you have something that's bad versus something that's good, the only way around that is through education so people can make an informed choice. If you ban something, it just goes underground. Ergo, gun control has always been a big one for me. It just violates the law of supply and demand. You can't ban anything. It exists. The only way around it is through sound education and responsibility about what are you getting into. And ultimately, people have to decide for themselves. Biden administration finally forced to admit COVID leaked. Oh, yeah, we did that. Lego unveils the LGBTQ playset to virtual signal and conveniently cash in on Pride Month. Well, the wonderful thing about Pride Month is there'll be no Pride Parade here in Toronto because of these lockdowns. And if there was anything that ever showed me that this new enemy we have has power, was that it stopped these things around the world. Nothing could have done that. That's how much power they had. And as this computer entity takes over and destroys the flesh, that includes their flesh. And that's why many of them have to be in transition psychologically to prepare for this new thing. Because as an android, as a robot, you will not have gender. You will be neutered. You will be inert. You will be nothing. You will only be what the master programmer wants you to be. Here at Power Hour, we want you to be what you need to be. Hopefully an inspired creation of God. Thankful and glad that you have this flesh, that you have this air to breathe, that you have this wonderful body that we've given the mind, and most importantly, the soul, to be the light to the world. Tell everyone that we are here. We are God. We're proud of it, and you can't take it away from us, by hook or by crook. Take the power of these hours and live well. That is our testimony. Thanks for coming out. I'm George Freund. Until the next time, God bless you all. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.